Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But my initial thing when I heard this before the show, driving in today, actually, that's a lie. No, I heard it back there when we're getting ready for the show.
Yeah.
When I first heard it, I kind of was like, ah, yeah, it's a little late to learn these things, I think. Could you not have learned them 5 weeks earlier? Which, by the way, is just an emotion response. I know that's not an intellectual one, but
He's got to sell solutions, Nick. He's got to sell something that he turns around and, oh, that's what it was. It took us a little bit longer, but that's what it was.
But the problem is, if you tell everybody you're winning and then you lose out during the stretch, down the stretch, or if you go 1-7 down the stretch, that looks worse than if everybody just thinks you're in evaluation mode.
Well, the way the schedule sets up, as we've talked about, though, but I think this is the week you got to win because you're not going to have many wins on the schedule after that. So this is the week you're like, oh, we made the right adjustments. Here we go. And then you're just going to fall flat on your face.
Yeah. And so, like, we're just in a weird spot here. And again, like, when Lima asked the question, the two times I remember him asking it before, I was like, man, that's too cynical. This is a team that was 11-6 last year. But the more you get into this and more you get to 2-7, if you get to 2-10 or if you get to 3-11 or something like that, it's the right conversation to have. And you bet, like, it's okay if you and I don't have a definitive answer on if talent is the problem for the Cleveland Browns. It is. It's not okay if they don't know definitively because they're in that building every year. And like part of me, I feel like if you say it's a talent problem, though, part of me does feel like it's a cop out for the word that I think is most important, and that's culture. Is that like that's where I struggle with if we put it on, well, they're not that talented, or they were too injured, or they just got the quarterback thing wrong and that sucked all the life out of the building.
Yeah.
Like whatever, whichever one of the four things that I threw out there in the first segment, I think if you don't put it on culture, man, do I, like...
Is that to you the difference from last year to this year then, the culture? Because the culture it seemed like in the right direction.
Yeah, like, and I think the thing we've learned is culture is a malleable thing. Culture is something that even within a season can teeter on the brink of either good or awful.
Yeah, we talked about Bo Nix in Denver yesterday, right? Like how different that situation looks from Russell Wilson to then Bo Nix, and then how different it looks if Bo Nix were to stink for four games instead of be what he was and has been for the previous four.
Well, and kind of with that, like, I just think that, and this is the, and I know this is unfair, because this might be the one coach that can do this to the level that he's doing it. But, like, talent has been an issue in Pittsburgh.
I knew you were going for Tomlin.
You had
to. You bring up culture, everyone goes to Tomlin.
Yeah, you have to. Even in Baltimore. Like, their disappointing seasons are you went 10-7 and missed the playoffs. Like, or quite frankly, Lamar just wasn't healthy at the end of the season, which is the most justifiable thing in the world.
Yeah, for some reason, we don't bring up culture with Harbaugh the same way that we do with Tomlin.
Well, because Tomlin
has... At least
has,
with that Harbaugh. We do it with the other Harbaugh. Do it with Jim, not John.
Because John has had losing seasons, even if his losing seasons are 7-9. But Tomlin just has never. So it's weird. The thing that this is why it matters. If the Browns just want to make it about the players, and I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying if they're going to bank on this was a talent problem, we misjudged it, that's on us, we'll do better next time. Man, I think we're going to start to realize why Pittsburgh and Baltimore are where they are almost every year and why you are where you are every year or every other year as it is right now.
Yeah, I think that if we're bringing Tomlin and Harbaugh into the equation, that's obviously two coaches it's tough to live up to. I was thinking about something you had said in the open that we have for the show, though, where the very last thing you say in the open of the show is like, he's probably a good coach. You're like, we don't get too high, don't get too low. He's probably a good coach. And if that's what we are with Stefanski, then it's probably a good, decent culture. It's probably somewhere in between there. But he's not going to be the type of guy that can take just about any group of 53 players and turn them into awesome. And I think that's probably what we're seeing here. I think he's probably, he's not a trash coach. He's not a bad coach. I like Stefanski. You know this. But I just don't think he's the type of coach that can elevate just about anybody to that level.
So what's interesting about that is, one, it plays into the idea of, if you're a good coach, culture vacillates a lot more, which I think is just, unless you're Tomlin, unless you're Harbaugh, unless you've been there for a decade and won a Super Bowl and done all that stuff, it makes sense. Here's the other thing. If I had to entertain for an entire season with Baker Mayfield, if I had to entertain, well, he's good, but he's not good enough to win a Super Bowl with.
Right, that was the whole discussion.
Why the hell are we not having that same conversation with Kevin? Is it because he's good looking?
I don't think that's it.
Is it because he's smarter than us because he went to Ivy League?
He's a good looking man.
Like, is it the jawline, the 5 o'clock shadow? I mean, it's a good look.
I liked when he didn't have I liked the 5 o'clock shadow. I liked when it wasn't like almost Santa Claus white. I liked it better when there was some dark in there.
Are you saying just for men?
He swerved into the salt and pepper thing a little bit too hard is what I'm saying here.
Oh, I think salt and pepper plays.
People like salt and pepper.
Does.
I think
the people that matter, salt and pepper.
It's gonna be a sad day when I have to go to the salt and pepper.
Why?
I'm not looking forward to that.
I don't think you realize how
it's like
it plays.
A couple years away. Probably it's not even that like too distant. It's not going to play well.
I'm
for me.
Your future then, baby. And let me tell you, then I
wait. Are you salt and pepper?
Oh yeah,
is that considered salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper, a little bit in my hair. Yeah,
you look like when you get like the first lightest snow of the season. That's what your hair looks like right
salt
now.
And
it's
pepper's
like
here, baby.
Did it snow? Did it not snow? I can't really tell. It looks like it might have though.
Could be dandruff. That's another thing.
It could be.
But no, I'm telling you right now, salt and pepper plays. Don't fear it. Embrace it.
I do think we're going to have these conversations with Stefanski when the time comes. I do. I think that's what this is going to be all about. We're going to use that exact thing that you just used right there. The Baker Mayfield, you got rid of him because you thought Deshaun could be great. The other problem with this, though, is do you feel like you can get somebody that is a great head coach? They had Deshaun right there. I know you're going to save Vrabel. If you're Vrabel, seeing everything that just went through with this past season, you signing up to go ahead and coach under Jimmy Haslam? I don't know that you are. Well, you got a firsthand experience of what's going on here in Berea these days.
Okay, that being said, because people connected him to the Cowboys job.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That one's worse than this one.
Past 48 hours. Well, and that was the one thing, so I kind of stopped myself dead in its tracks because I knew that the rebuttal would consistently be, do you really want to work for Jimmy Haslam? And now the past 48 hours, everyone's connected him to Dallas. It's like, well, you're going to work for Jerry Jones. You might as well work for Jimmy Haslam.
I will say, though, to what you said, I almost wish Vrabel wasn't here because it is. Like, if I didn't have the wait, there's more behind door B, I wouldn't in my head have the perfect coach right there. And that is a way that I have to admit, as somebody who tries to be as honest as he can on radio, that absolutely colors my thinking.
Well, and you might have to jump on that one earlier than later, because we talked about the Cowboys right there.
Saints.
You mentioned the Saints before the show got underway. Like, there's going to be some teams. Every year we see this with NFL teams making their decisions. The ones that go earlier than later are the ones that get the first pick of the litter.
I mean, I think having Vrabel in the building is your ace in the hole, because you might have been able to build a relationship with him previously, especially Jimmy. I know we have all this thought on Jimmy. Something tells me Jimmy still has that Tennessee charm anytime he wants to pull that out. I just think he knows that maybe here it's not, maybe publicly it's not received the same way. I think Jimmy still has that card to play if he wants to. I think that's still an ace in the hole. But I think getting back to what, you know, I think you kind of spun it in a way that's interesting to me, that this idea that for anybody out there looking to shield Kevin Stefanski, making it about talent is the smart play.
Yeah.
And that, again, is what I'm uncomfortable with. Because I just want the truth. I don't care
You can't handle the truth.
I want the truth back at you again.
That's all you do. Yeah,
I think that's just the whole thing. But I do. That's because I think the only way that you really go forward from this, whether it's the talent, whether it's the Stefanski thing, whether it's some semblance of a little bit of everything, the only way that you get to where the Steelers and Ravens are is if you're honest about this and you don't give in to
the holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Internal spin. And I just think that's like, and again, that's what I honestly do think makes being an owner hard. Yeah. Is trying to, because you also have personal relationships with these guys. But I don't know, that might be part of what I'm struggling so much with, is the talent, the Browns problem, because I'm just like, well, if that means Kevin gets a pass, I don't think I can abide. They're 2-7.
It would be the defense that I would make if I was Stefanski. It's the defense I would make. I would be blaming the talent issues, and I would try to go that way. And whether Andrew Berry, now that's the interesting thing. Like, does Andrew Berry buy into that? Because what you'd be doing is going to Haslam and saying, our brother in arms here didn't do his job. That's why I deserve to keep mine.
Well, here's the other problem with that, though. Then explain last year. Like, one of these years has to be the anomaly. And I don't, like, this is such to one extreme that I almost think that's got to be the anomaly. Like, 2-7 is such a departure from the norm that there is a part of me that's like, all right, your previous low was 7 wins, 8 wins. You were like a 500, sub-500 team. And your ceiling has been 11 wins in a playoff trip, or 11 wins in a playoff win. I think that's the other part of this. Because this feels more anomalous with these guys, yeah, than last year did. Which, yeah, is funny because there were...
No, I agree with that.
That kind of thing.
But, like, it's funny, as bad of a team as they are, I still don't look at them like there's some disaster. They are a disaster, but I don't look at them like they're the scum of the NFL and the bottom of the bottom. I just don't because I see all the talent. I mean, I just bring up so many different names, and it just becomes hard for me to say, even though I know it, the record says they stink. I know they stink, but it still becomes hard for me to go ahead and say it.
Is talent the Browns' problem? 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin.
Like, think about how sick this is. Sorry to cut you off there for a second, but think about how sick this is. Like, the Steelers games, I think everyone in the listening audience is like, oh, they're going to lose those games. I'm like, I think they're going to split them. I don't know. I don't know. They're a bad team, but like, there's so much talent everywhere. How do I just sit there and say they're going to lose both of them to a Steelers team right now? Although they got the good win against the Commanders, I'm not convinced is great.
Because they're a bad team.
I know. I have to convince myself of that. I don't wrap my head around the idea that they are way different than the team we thought they were 9 weeks ago.
Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski has heard Jed Wills' comments on business decisions. You're going to hear what he had to say about it next in Quick Hits. With Nick and Jonathan on 92.3 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.